We've talked a lot in recent weeks about the granny tax, the pasty tax, the caravan tax. They've become part of the national conversation. In the past, those pithy labels attached to complex policies might have been invented by tabloid headline writers. These days, they're more likely to come from the social media site Twitter, where the titles given to topics are known as hashtags. We asked the man known on Twitter as @ChrisMasonBBC to look more closely at the influence of Twitter and its hashtags on how we're all communicating.
If you're thinking right now, here we go, another discussion about Twitter that will assume I'm familiar with it and, let's whisper it, might even dare to assume I care. Hang on one moment. Twitter allows users to post messages and follow people they find interesting. Particular topics can be labelled with a hashtag, the symbol which resembles a noughts and crosses game on the keyboard. Some now argue the hashtag has come of age politically. It matters whether you're on Twitter or not. Milo Yiannopoulos edits The Kernel, an online technology magazine.
We now have this funny phenomenon where these tags catch on and very quickly become part of the popular imagination, feed back up into the newspapers and back up into broadcast coverage. And because so many people are out there and there are so many, you know, millions of people who are able to come up with these things, normally the one that catches on is quite clever and funny.
Aside from Twitter, one of the best places to catch up on political gossip is here, Portcullis House, just over the road from Parliament. It's where lots of MPs have their offices. I'm here to talk hashtags with John Rentoul. John is chief political commentator at The Independent on Sunday and political tweeter of the year.
These things have taken on a life of their own, and you know, we saw that with the budget in particular. The hashtag granny tax came up during the speech, so that by the time the Treasury officials came to brief on the speech afterwards, the phrase granny tax was already on the lips of journalists. And the Treasury officials told me afterwards they were completely knocked back by the strength of the reaction against that proposal, which wasn't one of the main things in the budget.
So the argument goes, the best political brains in the Treasury were skewered by a strange symbol on a keyboard and a nine-letter pithy label. The hashtag pasty tax was another. The added quirk, says Andrew Walker, who co-founded Tweetminster, which monitors political chat on Twitter, is the political power of the hashtag has shot up. At just the moment, it's not actually needed to search for topics on the site.
They started out as labels, just like labels on a filing cabinet, to make it easier to search for messages that you were interested in this huge soup of messages that's out there on Twitter. As Twitter enhanced their own search engine, you didn't need hashtags anymore because it would simply find what you searched for, just like Google does. The difference is people kept using them. And the reason for that, and what makes them unique, is the fact they describe your emotional state. In any networked environment, it's difficult for you to get your nuances across, your tone of voice. They let you describe your tweet, but they also enable you to turn it into satire or comedy or to make an oblique point.
So if the valuable currency of the hashtag is the pointed, the barbed, the witty, does that debase broader political debate? Technology writer Milo Yiannopoulos again.
My view of political discourse on Twitter is that it tends to polarise people. People tend to retreat into safe statements, but on quite opposite ends of the spectrum. It's very difficult to express nuance.
The blunt hashtags Save the NHS and Nick Clegg's Fault, just another two that helped make the political weather. But it goes further. A dominant hashtag on a particular topic can become impossible for even the establishment being railed against not to embrace. Tell Dave Everything, a hashtag dripping in sarcasm, suggested people should share their greatest secrets with the Prime Minister when the government set out plans to broaden online surveillance. The Home Office published a response using the Tell Dave Everything hashtag. Was the hashtag setting the terms and the tone of the debate? For Mark Wallace, a PR man and blogger, the hashtag is a vital tool at the heart of an increasingly mainstream platform for conversation amongst the political classes. And so for that reason, it matters whether we as individuals want to embrace it or not.
There's no way to avoid the impact that Twitter's had on politics, on business, on communications generally. And ultimately, people all around the country, in Westminster but elsewhere, are sitting down, and one of the first questions they ask is, how will this look on Twitter? That can't be avoided. Whether you're on Twitter or not, the messages you'll be hearing from politicians are going to be shaped by it.